Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Don't you just chuckle every time a new buzzword gets popular? Gotta admit, I do like this mashup. Very clever. Let's drill down, though, on what happens to speaker selection when this trend rolls up on the events industry. Now, as noted in the post, this tendency will probably start in corporate America's marketing department, where events are used for brand awareness. But it definitely won't stay there, as industry associations are competing for attendees. So the big question now is, how do we use our brand to pitch our speaking? Now, sure, folks want to know the topic, but clever topics haven't differentiated speakers for years now. Here are my two favorite ways to translate the power of our brand to real value in our pitches. First up, let's drill down on alignment. The post mentioned closer brand connections. Now, we can't count on the event organizer to make that connection, though. It is our job to find and draw a hard, direct line between our brand and theirs. Don't just toss out, "Hey, our brands have synergy," and expect that to make a difference. Ask yourself, what outcomes can my brand create for this meeting? What role can my influence play in how their meeting is perceived? Can we help that event present itself as a must attend? Yeah, we can. Be direct and outline that. Second up, let's get practical. Our brand can help, but not by accident. Have some ideas at the ready for using your brand to promote them. Keywords here, leverage your investment. Many speakers promote before the event to generate excitement and attendance. But how many also leverage that buzz afterwards? Not so much. This is a great way to stand out and cement our relationship with the host organizations. Now, seriously, any buyer who's a strategic marketer is going to love this extra follow-up. This positions us as a partner, not just a talking head with a cool brand. Now, yes, these connections are strategic. The more logistical buyer's not going to care. But you know what? These folks are the gatekeepers anyway. We can plant seeds with them to get to the execs who care about the overall value of the event. That's where our brand can create the best ROI. We just need to be clear and specific about it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.